In 1939, the war came to Australia, as Bill and Val McGinty recall.
We were going to school, of course. Well, one thing I missed out on at school was sewing, because they used to send up all the wool from Melbourne, and we had to knit. We had to knit scarves, we had to knit socks, we had to knit all the things that could be sent overseas to our soldiers. So that was our sewing for a number of years.
What, in khaki colours, you mean?
Oh, yes. And, of course, the Air Force, there's the blue, you know, dark navy. We used to get so tired of the scarves, and they had to be a certain length that one girl would get on one end and the other on another to give it a stretch every now and again. We'd get so sick of this khaki wool.
What about you, Bill? What did you do during the war?
I used to knit socks, and we weren't old enough to go to the war. Thank God for that. But I had cousins that went to war, and most of them never came back. But my family consisted of 10, 9 boys and 1 girl. And my auntie, I'd go and stay with my auntie, and she taught me to knit. So I'd sit up all night knitting these socks. And I knitted many pairs of socks, I can assure you. And I also had a go at the scarves. I did those. But that's what we used to do to fill in time. And during the war, I can remember my father, he had a mob of goats. And he had a mob of goats, so we had to feed lambs that my uncle would give us and raise them so as we could eat them. And we had rabbit every way possible. Stewed, grilled, fried, you name it, we had it. But my mother was the best cook in the world. She was fantastic. And she had to be with 10 kids. If you can imagine 10 kids sitting around a table with a great plate of porridge every morning. That's true. That's what we did. Well, 12 of us, rather. We would sit around this table with all this porridge, but nevertheless, we survived.
During the war, Kay Gross arrived at Robinvale to become a teacher at the public school.
I think it was the 2nd of February 1943. It was a long trip from Melbourne. I remember that I caught the train in Melbourne at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I arrived at Robinvale sometime after 10 o'clock. I think it was 10:30 that night. And when I arrived, I was greeted by the head teacher of the school and the chairman of the school committee. And they conveyed me and my baggage down to Robinvale Hotel. And it's quite dark, and I'm looking out, and the headlights of the car depicted just sand, rippling sand like a seashore, right to the very door of the hotel. But I was amazed at the hotel, a two-story hotel. Must be a big place, Robinvale. And when I woke up in the morning and was able to look out the window, all I could see was just red soil because we're in the drought, in the middle of a drought, and many roads all running to the hotel, or rather I should say tracks running to the hotel, almost as if the hotel was the centre of a web. And the lady who was the proprietor of the hotel pointed out to me from the balcony where the school was, and I walked to the school that morning over sand, rippling sand. And I remember arriving at the school gate and discovering that the school gate was perpetually open. And indeed, having a gate was unnecessary because you could step over the fence. That was the sort of conditions that I found there.